This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we think of true worship, as seen in the book of Exodus, it's clear that God wants us to come to Him on His terms. We've also seen how people with gifts and resources have the privilege of preparing things for the worship experience. Others are called to serve in specific ways. Moses, the leader of Israel at the time, wrestled with how he fit into the plan. He was uniquely called by God, as we saw in the early chapters of Exodus. He led the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage and received the law of God to deliver to the people. There were disappointments along the way. In chapter 33, he had an encounter with God. Moses was uncertain about his role with the people of Israel, but he desired to know God better and continue to find favor with Him. God told him His presence would go with him. Moses responded by saying he didn't want to go anywhere unless the presence of God was a reality to him and his people. When God reassured him of His promise, Moses got bold and asked in Exodus 33:18, "Now show me Your glory." This was presumptuous of Moses. God was gracious and gentle with him, but made it clear He would show His glory only to whom He chooses. He told Moses He would pass by him on the mountain, put His hand over where he was until he passed, and then let him see his back. Here we see the humiliating and exhilarating dynamics of true worship. It's humbling to be put in our place, but exhilarating to experience even a small glimpse of our great God. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.